Rainy weather is expected to resume across the heart of the Midwest as we move forward through the next few days, and it looks like there's a chance for some better drying conditions to evolve over the weekend into early next week. First, though, we have to deal with a lot of rain, and that's going to be occurring from Kansas into Michigan and Ohio, including southeastern Iowa, over this next several-day period. The precipitation will occur in waves, and locally intense thunderstorms will be embedded in each wave, so there will be a potential for heavy rain and flooding. In general, 1 to 2 inch rains may occur over these next few days across some of that corridor, with local totals maybe getting over 3 inches. We will expect a second area of heavy rain to occur from Montana into Minnesota over this next several day period. And again, the potential for locally heavy rain is great, especially this time in central and eastern parts of Montana, an area that has been dry for an extended period of time, at least during the autumn and early most of the winter season. We are expecting to see the rains in the northwestern Corn Belt great enough to further delay planting, and fieldwork will be on hold for a while. We see a 2 to 3 day period of dry weather in the northern U.S. Plains and northwestern Corn Belt as we get into the very end of this week and more likely over the weekend. But more rain from a second storm system will likely evolve across the region as we move forward into early next week. That storm system could bring more rain across the heart of the Midwest next week, but there may be a little bit of a ridge of high pressure that builds across the lower eastern parts of the region, and that may help suppress some of the rain for a longer period of time. A lot of fingers are going to be crossed during this next full week, hoping that there will be a luck out of dry weather prevailing across the lower eastern Midwest so that late season fieldwork can occur as well as possible. In the meantime, the rains in the northwestern Corn Belt and up into the northern plains and southern parts of Canada's prairies will continue too abundant, and delays in fieldwork will continue, possibly into the second week of June. The forecast temperatures across the Midwest over these next few days is still quite promising. We do expect to see a lot of 80-degree highs impacting the region on a periodic basis. The warmest weather will occur in a couple of waves. The first one's already underway, with 80-degree highs expected today from portions of Kansas through Iowa into southern Wisconsin and points eastward through all of the rest of the Midwest, in fact, for that matter, into the Atlantic coastal states. We'll expect the temperatures to stay warm in much of the same region on Thursday afternoon and even Friday. Then when we get into the weekend, cooler air will move from northwest to southeast across most of the remaining Midwest, and we'll expect to see temperatures coolest maybe on Sunday, when highs will be 60s and 70s with a few lower 80s in the south, and that'll be really Sunday and Monday. That's as cool as it gets. Those temperatures were really not going to be too far from normal. It will be slightly below average in some locations. Then next week we'll start warming things back up again from west to east across the Midwest ahead of the next storm system. Our low temperatures at night over these next several nights will likely be mostly in the 60s across a big part of the Midwest, but some 50-degree readings will occur in the far west and especially the northwest. And as we get involved with the coolest weather, we'll likely see some upper 40-degree readings developing as we move into the weekend, but mostly in the northwestern Corn Belt. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.